press the buttons here. Okay, everybody. Welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We're working with Transforming Worry. We're in the five koshas, and we're on our second round. So as we head into Transforming Worry, worry is an energy that can lead to confusion. And that confusion is generally asking us to have time and space in order for it to find a place of clarity. So as we work with worry energy, its healthy role is that of clarity. As we transform worry into clarity, that tends to take place at the earth element level, as it's the emotion of the earth element, and it works with the spleen and the stomach meridians around the neck. So I often think of this as relating to things that might be bottlenecked, in particular to the mental realm. And I know that we talked about the mental body last, which was 2 weeks ago, so I didn't overly share a whole lot during our integration time on that week. As we enter into the next kosha, so we've talked about the physical, the emotional, the mental, the next one that would be there would be the level of the soul body and the consciousness level that it correlates to. It's not the sub of the subconscious like the physical, or the subconscious, which is more the emotional, or the conscious, which is the mental. Here, at the level of the soul body, we're working with the super consciousness, which is the level of consciousness above your physical ego structure, your mental, emotional, physical, part of me, ego structure. And it's a level above that. Now, although I'm speaking hierarchically, because we're in the relative world, which we sometimes need to speak hierarchically about, for this to make sense, know that this isn't necessarily any better or higher in any particular way, other than its frequency is on the higher side, meaning it's less tangible to your physical senses to be able to see it. So this would relate to, as is often referred to, the astral body, the soul body, the light body, the ka body. It's got a lot of different names from many different traditions out there. And the super consciousness, it carries a wisdom that doesn't necessarily jive with what it is your own individuality has a sense of what should be happening or what should be right, or your own personal desires even. This is we're in the land where we are working with wisdom that's garnered often through the pain, the struggle, the conflict, the hurt, the challenge. And it's not that the soul body is driven to see you suffer, it's actually driven to gain wisdom, to learn. And the idea is that those conflicts, those hurts, those challenges are meant to be opportunities for us to learn and to grow through, which is very challenging to do if our physical, emotional, mental bodies have a fair amount of energy stored in them. So in other words, when we take things personally, then we don't necessarily have the energy to have the animation through the astral body or the soul body be as vibrant, and our awareness can't as frequently churn towards it with the depth of understanding and compassion. Okay, I feel like I shortcutted probably 17 hours worth of conversation into a maybe 2-minute segment there of talking. So I know that we could talk about this for a lot longer, and we'll probably touch it on those concepts as we get into the next remaining rounds a little bit deeper. And know that this is just setting that framework as a little bit of a seed for your own understanding for the self. Okay. And I have to say all those things. My brain really wants to tell you like everything and geek out for hours with you all about that. But that's what we're up to today. We're up to doing some sessions. And as we head into session work, I'm going to invite you to turn towards your breath. And as you connect to your breath, every inhale an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life, And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To allow, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant to even neutral, taking time to drink it in and to savor it. And then I'm going to invite you to purposely locate something that's pleasant and neutral, either outward or inward, letting your five senses go for a bit of a walk around those spaces. And letting them land on anything that's again pleasant, enjoyable, delightful to be with, something that brings a smile to your face, or potentially is just neutral. And as you land on that thing, the invitation is to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. Whether it be the color or the shape or the size or what it means to you. Potentially the light and the shadows around it all, the space that it's contrasted against, or anything else. The invitation here is to savor. The invitation is to be mindfully aware in a way that lets you drink in its beauty and all that's pleasant about it. And as you breathe with that, the invitation now extends all the way out to imagine that you can breathe that energy in, bring that energy inside and through, letting it rumble around you. Then noticing the response in the body. And if anything inside of the body mind is also pleasant to neutral in response, then savoring that right along with that thing that you're focused on. This becomes your resource to continue to draw in at any time. So I'm going to invite you to spend the next few breaths with that now, getting to know it, receiving its benefits. I'm going to offer these words while you continue to hang out with that. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with you all. And thank you to all that's got into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to the families that created you, the ancestors that created them, and the lineages that have held it all. And thank you to the stewards of this world. That have stewarded this land, that has nourished all of those that have come before, and all of those that are yet to arrive. And the deepest of thank yous to your villages, to all those supports that you have seen and unseen that have gathered here with you in this journey, in this life. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Interestingly enough, as we start off in today's session and blessings on your session for today, we are in the 12th house, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. It's also the house of the liber meridian, which works with anger. And that's actually connecting right into the spleen, which is meant to process worry, but because of the excess anger that's been hanging out in that liber meridian, and then in the 12th house, it's actually flooding into the spleen. So the anger that's not letting go, and the anger that's actually really about letting go in itself, meaning, let me say this a little bit more clearly, there's anger around the suggestion or the need to let things go, in particular on an emotional level, where you're like, look, I'm not letting that go. Screw you. I'm right about this. I'm gonna be angry about this. That's become something that's been hung on to the point where it's actually impacting the spleen and it's creating some worry and some mental confusion, meaning it's cluttering up the works a little bit. It's not allowing you to clearly perceive your environment, yourself, or anything else in this world. So as we release the anger from here in this way, we also need to run lymphatic drainage through the liver meridian and the spleen of light to clear out any, it looks like little spikes of not just anger but rage. And as we work with lymphatic drainage through the 12th house, through the liver to clean that out, we're also working within that, the spleen, and I see it more so as like little indents that have created little pockets of stagnant energy. And imagine if water was sitting on a field in like little pockets for a really long time, and think like years, there would be microbial growth that could happen. There could be like fungus, molds that begin to perpetually grow and blossom there. So think of this as cleaning out any stagnant energy, any microbial imbalances as a result of that. To support that, we're also going to run body chemistry on the spleen. And as we do this, this is actually mirroring particularly stagnant family dynamics. So maybe there's worry that you have about a particular family member, maybe there's anger that you have towards some family members, and maybe they're both in play with different family members. So as we work with this and we orient towards the family dynamics and the anger, the worry around that all that we've illuminated thus far, we need to link all of that through to the kidneys, which hold our energy in the ancestral world, excuse me, in our ancestral world, and connect to our families. So as we work with the kidney meridian, there's actually a fair amount of fear that's built up here that's turned off your capacity to just naturally generate energy in your system. So it's creating chronic depletion, in particular, again, through the liver and through the spleen. We're going to run one more round of lymphatic drainage, this time through the kidney meridian to clean that all out. And then we're balancing all things to do with the transition now between the 12th house, that's that house of the liver that we worked with earlier, and the first house, which is the house of the lungs. It's working with new beginnings, creating on the other side of creating in that space. In the 12th house, we get to start anew, and we get to have room and space to build something in there, creatively speaking. So as we work with this transition between the 12th house and the first house, it's helping to make room for literally your lungs to breathe in something new. And as we create space here, I'm going to invite you to see if you can just ever so gently expand your breath, not necessarily by means of like breathing deeper, but just seeing if you can extend that endpoint of your inhale and your exhale alike. So wherever you naturally stop, just give it an extra little sniff and see if you can get in just a little bit more air. Same thing on the exhale. Wherever you naturally sound your exhale, it's doing just a little extra exhale. There's still room there. As you just ever so gently begin to expand your breath in this way, I'm going to invite you to stay with that practice for as long as you like throughout this session, this day, this week, or potentially just the next few minutes if that's all that feels right for you. See what does feel right and honor that, please. As you extend this breath, it's actually opening up your capacity to release even more, as well as to open up to receive even more. And it begins to extend what's possible. As we support this in the breath, we're opening up to, well, a few different things. The first being that of new possibilities, because now there's actually room to have more happen. And the second is to open up to basically new patterns that maybe violate what your ancestors said was what was possible in any given lifetime. But instead of necessarily relying on those preconceived limitations, we're actually pushing the envelope a little bit past that. Because we actually live in a time where more is technically available than ever before. So as we support the system in orienting to that, it means letting go of some of those outdated ancestral ideas around this is all that's possible and this is the end point. So this act of extending your breath, although simple in concept, has deep implications, not just for everything that I've said, but also for the ramifications of what your breath offers your health, which is, quite frankly, in a nutshell, everything. There isn't anything the breath doesn't feed. The breath is also the connecting point between spirits all the way through all five koshas into the physical form. And as we do this, we're particularly working with the left lung on the upper lobe. And there's actually a fear of receiving more life. There's like a fear of opening up to have even more potentially go wrong or have more hurt, more challenge, more pain that will be overwhelming. So really it's an anticipatory fear of overwhelm. And it's being held in a bioenergetic sheath of control that's looping around the upper lobe of the lung and it's extending up into the left jaw, left back of skull, left ear region, which we've done some work with last session. As well as it goes down into lung one acupuncture point, which hangs out on the upper outer edge of the shoulder area there, as well as into heart one, which is in the very center of the armpits. Okay. And it even goes down into around the joint of the shoulder, the acromioclavicular joint, and into the inside of the elbow. So as we work with that, fancy word, the. Oh, I actually forget the fancy word entirely, but it's on the ulnar side of the elbow. But there's condyle in the elbow joint. Anyways, point being, it's tied into that all. And as we begin to release this bioenergetic sheath, it's holding on to a layer of protection. Around specifically protection around rejection or perceived rejection, whether or not it actually happens, the perception of rejection and the sensitivity towards that rejection. In early life that was seeded at the beginning of your family in your early life, and there's a sense of if you don't XYZ behave in a certain way, then we will not necessarily be available to take care of you. So there's that sense of having to basically compromise your own needs in favor of survival, leading to a fairly independent streak in a sense of, well, it's just figure it out on my own, I'll take care of it on my own because you're not going to be there, so I'll do it. And the other side of that coin is also true. There's also at times the complete opposite, which is victimhood, helplessness, a sense of I can't, this won't ever be different. And within that apathy and resignation. Okay, so those are almost like two sides of the same coin. We could think of that as being on two sides of front body and back body. And as we begin to unwind both of those at the same time, there's a middle component, there's a middle layer between these two. And for this, rush and link it through to the liver meridian to restore the health of the musculature that the liver meridian governs the health of, as well as through to the kidney meridian for the support around the bones, and particularly at the cellular level, the osteocytes, the bone cells. And within this, the consciousness is a fear of not just being rejected, but also then a fear of not being able to reject somebody before they reject you. And the desire to literally push them away. And if this all could talk, it would say something like, I want to hold up a boundary, but I'm not allowed to, and I can't, so I won't, but I really want to. So there's this double bind of being stuck and wanting to have that desired pushback with the boundary being honored and held, and then a sense of being overridden and overriding yourself as well in that whole process. And intertwined around this, there's a will response of you can't make me. That's holding it all in place, and there's a fair amount of stubbornness there. Okay, so we're just going to unwind the fascia, the connective tissue that this is all being held in and around through. And then we're actually going to run a Sidri on this whole pattern. It's going to continue for the next 4 days, so till the end of August, September 1. Starting with C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids, which lower our inflammation, anxiety, depression, and help our system to heal on all levels. Also balancing the yin, which is the essence of our feminine nurturing and nourishment, and the yang, which is the masculine essence of protection, and those are both present regardless of whatever gender we're born or identify as. And then we're going to run hydration, helping the cells to take in water and joy, and to release any impurities that no longer need to be here. Okay. And interestingly enough, on the right side, which is the side of acting or taking action or wanting to provide. It's our masculine side. In that same area around the ear, shoulder, chest, all the way down to the elbow there. There is the desire to want to provide, wanting to provide the best, not just for yourself, but more so for your loved ones. And that might be literally the family that you've created since you grew up, or it could also necessarily include your family lines and those that you want to provide and give back to. And here there's a consciousness of, I have to play small or I might embarrass, humiliate myself. And there's a fair amount of anxiety interwoven within that. And it's not the fear-based anxiety, it's the worry-based anxiety. And because of that, then there's overthinking and overanalyzing, which are coming in along with a fair amount of low self-esteem, which are actually shutting down the action. So there's a desire to take action, but a collapse in the capacity to actually act on that and to execute. Related to that, there's not quite shyness, but that could be in there, but more so timidity. And being more timid than you actually need to be. There are holding back or restraint or suppression could be other words that we would use here. Now taking into the eighth house, which is the house of death and rebirth, along with regeneration. So we invite you to imagine with me that we can take all of this energy through here. And you can unhook it in all those areas where it might be congested, even more so in yourself. And if you like, you can even take your hand and do a bit of a sweep through the upper neck, back of skull, down the side of the neck, shoulder, all the way down to the inside of the elbow. And then we're going to actually unhook that, and we're going to release it into the earth, allowing it to actually rest in peace. So we invite you to sweep that area one more time, releasing anything else that might be holding on. I'm going to do it on this end as well. And as we offer it to the earth, it allows us to connect to both the sweetness of the earth as well as the earth's capacity to support us resting literally in peace, RIP, to supportively allow this to die away. And as this unwinds to the point of literally an end point of death, it opens up space within the system, and it becomes all that stuff that we put into the earth becomes like fertilizer for the earth. As the earth, she's vast, she's big, she can hold everything you've got here and more with ease. And she takes this offering, and she doesn't have the same story that you have built up around it all. So it becomes like neutral energy for her, which she can then use to grow something new. And something new gets to blossom, not just within the ground that you place this in, but also within the ground of your body, within the earthiness of your system that you're made up of. And as that new blossoming energy comes through here, running the permissions of you're no longer stuck here. You're no longer stuck here. And offering a rebirth of sorts. And through the right jaw, I actually see through the right master muscle that opens and closes her jaw. It's kind of trippy. It's like a birth canal. And there's literally something being born through here. And the masters store our genetic blueprint or genetic code back up. So think of this as actually honoring at a genetic level, so all the ancestors are involved with this, a new birth or a new way of being born into the world through you. Some of you have likely heard me say this a few times, or if not a lot of times, that are psoas muscles, iliopsoas muscles that connect our low back and our pelvis are like the last frontier of fear. And they tend to release those chronic deep holdings at a foundational level. And that's especially true for things that are relating to your lower body centers around survival. The master muscles, I think of as being like little mini iliopsoases, but more so for the upper regions, which are part around how it is you're facing your world, expressing, and how it is you're allowing the radiance of the transpersonal realms, the radiance of your soul, of your spirit, to shine through you. So as we're reborn into that energy of expression, of spirit, of soul, of radiance, of luminosity, we're bringing in the consciousness of reevaluation so you can not just reevaluate yourself, but that you could also be supportively be reevaluated by others so they can see where you're at. rather than assume you're stuck in those old patterns and treat you accordingly. In essence, it's imbalancing you to your entire environment that's been keeping you stuck in those old double binds in a way that allows you to actually regenerate your system outside of those old patterns that have been depleting you. I'm going to tap this all out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay. Giving that all four slow, deep breaths to let that integrate. Okay, then I see a golden glow in the center, the midline of the head and the neck. And this area is often related to the consciousness of trust. I'm working here with bringing in luminosity or that light or that radiance to literally have that highlighted. It's already, well, underway. And to help it continue to expand, we actually need to run a defrag around the clutter around it all, around the shadow around it all. Much like that computer defrag or spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And I see a particularly decluttering cognitive thought fields that actually aren't your own, but it's other people's superimposed ideas and thoughts, whether that be family, culture, society, friends, organizations, or anything in between. So basically, anything that's not been authentic to your own innate sensibility, but you've had to hang on to for whatever reasons, gets to supportively release through this defrag. And then we're actually going to run a reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of the rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities of honoring your own authenticity, especially where it seemed like there wasn't any possibility of doing that before, that you had to follow other people's prescribed ideas or thought processes, or potentially even an intellectually or even emotionally programmed belief systems that were inherited. It's like we're running on the rest of that seed tree now. Integration, introspection at the end of that to release, surrender, to let go of that all. We're running a body chemistry through that, I'm going to call it like the shadowy area that wasn't related to the light that was starting to blossom and grow through that center midline. kind of clearing out potential toxicities and intolerances alike on every level, from physical to mental to emotional to relational to spiritual to everything in between. And at a soul level, helping to lighten any particular burdens that you have around how it is you perceive the messaging or the desires of your own soul growth, soul path, soul journey that you're on. And running a permissions here that it's okay to, actually, there's two. It's okay to blunder, like it's okay to make mistakes. And second, it's okay to be a work in progress. It looks like part of what's been keeping this in play is the desire for something to be perfect or perfected. And as a result of that, there's something in your own system that's perceiving it as being a self-help project, which doesn't necessarily mean that we don't, need help and need growth, but there's a sense of like, don't take pity on me. I'm not a self-help project. Which is linked into basically, I'm going to call it like an allergy to pity. We're going to run a cellular repair in relationship to that all. And this is actually inherited through the family lines. And this is particularly around receiving sympathy instead of empathy. Okay, and if we go through the family lines, we're going on mom's side 6 generations back, as well as on dad's side 6 generations back. And I don't have any other details. I keep holding space for that to shine on through. There is, however, an emotional component to this of worry. And I'm still waiting. There's another part to this story to fall into place. So I invite you all to connect to your breath and just give that all 3 full breaths. Gentle, full, deep breaths. Okay, there's actually a double bind here as well of desiring pity because then you'll be taken care of, but also fear of pity because then you won't be independent enough to do it on your own. And all of that is tied into in this age and stage of life, so that was 6 generations ago, but in this particular era. Interestingly enough, it's showing up as just general brain fog type of confusion in all 5 senses. So misperceiving, misunderstanding, alignment, mishearing, miss, you get the idea, interpretations of however it is you're perceiving your environment at large. And that's tying back into misperceiving rejection when it's actually not happening. Another side of that fear of rejection is again the desire to be pitied and connected to. Got it. Okay, so there's this idea or belief that pity garners connection and care, and also a strong desire to not be pitied at the same time. Okay. And that's cluttering up basically anything just to the side of the midline, which is where, by the way, fun fact, the guidance system is meant to be operating from the place not of your own mental, physical, emotional ego, but from the level of the soul. So as we restore soul guidance through here, we're also running a permissions. And the words are simple. Two words, I can. I can. I can. Okay, we're tapping this out here. In addition to tapping over the three regular spots, head brain, gut brain, heart brain, we're also going to tap through the midline of the face and the neck, just to highlight the growing centering in your own authentic nature and helping that to begin to expand through the shadowy realms that we've spoken to here. So invitation to breathe and to receive. Giving that a slow, deep breath. Now we're heading into this sixth house, house of practical action, intellect, awareness, discernment. And we need to connect that to the immune system, which has been inflamed because of the perceived rejection versus acceptance, which is what the immune system ties into, correlates to. And as we work with it here, we need to link it through to conception vessel 17 acupuncture point, which is the deepest point that connects us to yin nourishment as it garners connections to every single yin organ. It's the very core of your capacity to perceive and receive nurturing energy. And here, running a permission, I open to receive the warmth of the universe. Thinking of linking that all the way through to this point, roughly in the middle of the sternum slash heart, and opening up to allow the heart to receive that warmth of the universe even more deeply. In a way that lets that radiance of your light be welcomed, honored, reflected, and poured out. So as you open to receive even more, you get to offer even more of your light. And then we're connecting all things base or root chakra and sexual or sacral chakra to the heart. Interesting, sinking into the mouth, including the muscles and the joints around the jaw and the joints of every one of the teeth. The mouth overall is governed by that spleen meridian. And from here, unhooking again a fear of overwhelm, of being overwhelmed by actually like the goodness of life, the joy of life. The deep delight that life can also offer and carry for us. We're tapping this out here, invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Halo. One more time, giving that another round of slow, deep breath. And then from the shoulders, the neck, the head, working with the feeling of being under pressure. So, where is it in your life you currently feel under the most pressure? And not feeling like it doesn't ever seem to have enough time or enough space to be dealt with. We're going to run lymphatic drainage through all things, head, neck, shoulders, and even into the upper back and chest alike. And I invite you to see if you can offer that area of your body a few slower, even slower, and even gentler, and even slightly deeper and expanded breaths. To just begin to gently greet this area, to welcome it to be here, and to let it know, in essence, as you breathe with it, that you're here with it. And it doesn't have to do that all on its own. All of that under pressure is being even more inflamed by the I have to do this on my own. No one else understands. As you begin to slowly deepen, gently expand your breath, it's linking into now the time of just before you were born. Like the hour before you were born. That last hour feeling like you were under a lot of pressure. and you couldn't quite make the headway that you wanted to, slash you had a doctor opening up you if you were a C-section baby and placing a lot of pressure on you physically. I don't know if anyone else necessarily has this right now happening, but sometimes there's this awareness, anyways, that I've held historically, that it always seems to be like darkest right before the dawn. That, right before that like final release, there's often just extra pressure or extra congestion or extra something, hurt, challenge, conflict that seems to get layered on. And often we perceive that as like, now this too? What in the flying fuck am I supposed to do with all of this? Are you kidding me? Now this too? Versus the like, oh, now I can actually see like the sore points, or now I can actually see the pain points, or now I can actually notice what's been like the linchpin holding this all in place. And there's often a knee-jerk rejection to that process happening. And from the angle of the soul's point of view, it would be more like, yes, it's finally here. We're almost there. It's almost done. Here's what you need to actually see what's here before you. And all this is linking into the capacity or the opportunity to deepen your capacity to cultivate self-compassion. Compassion literally translates to being with suffering. So as we deepen into our capacity to be with suffering, that way down the road, other challenges don't necessarily carry the same weight to them. They actually begin to get to be moved through with greater ease, which is, one might say, part of why birth is set up to be the journey that it is. It's meant to empower you to be able to tackle hard things later on. Problem is in the medical world, they often assist the birth. And or in every birth that's happened in the modern world, for most everybody, very few outliers to this one, we are, after we're born, placed on the breast or given a bottle versus being allowed to crawl. And yes, infants are capable of crawling when they're first born, like every other mammal on earth is. But if we're born through a medical process, we don't give babies that opportunity to complete that hard challenge on their own. So it's a sense of, I'm under all this pressure and it never actually ends. So it creates ceaseless, endless pressure without the cultivation of the awareness of I can do hard things and move through that with even greater ease, which is meant to be what that whole process is seeding our capacity to succeed in life with. So I'm going to invite you to basically do a do-over with me now. I invite you to imagine that you have just been born. And when you begin to crawl, I'm going to invite you to imagine that in just a moment. Know that you can actually only crawl in a certain way because your brainstem hasn't fully operated yet. And you don't have a crossation of the, or a crossover or a decussation of the motor tract. So right now, the left brain controls the left side of the body, and you can only move the left arm and the left leg at the same time. Same thing with the right side of the brain. You can only move the right arm and the right leg at the same time. So you can't do cross crawling. You have to do like the same sided thing. So I invite you to imagine that as you're crawling, and bonus points, like massive bonus points if you actually do this in real life, physically, right now or later after this call, and begin to rewire your brain. And as you crawl and you make these movements with left arm, left leg, right arm, right leg, we're also programming your brainstem. And in the brainstem, I'm going to geek out just a little bit. The superior colliculi live above the inferior colliculi. The superior oculi control your vision, and the inferior control your hearing. The eyes are meant to rest on your ears. Your sight, your vision is meant to rest on your hearing. It's why we sometimes close our eyes, like I am right now, to focus on what it is we want to say and what it is we're listening to hear deeply. And as we are on this crawling mission, we begin to allow the eyes to be able to rest on the ears and to hear, to listen on a subtle listening level to locate our way through things. And if we don't get the opportunity to program that early on, we often can't hear our own inner voice above the noise of everything else in our environment around us. So reprogramming this here and now with me, we're going to also work with this by rewiring that through the brainstem, as well as through the musculature that's used in that crawling motion. And we'll link that in through via the wood element, which governs those muscles via our liver and our gallbladder meridians alike. And even if you're just imagining it and not doing it physically, that's enough to get the job done. So for those of you that use Mindscape, feel free to even Mindscape this and to literally do this for lengthy periods of time to reprogram things. And in Mindscape, you can fiddle with your time and your clock so you can speed up time. I'm not exactly sure how this ties in yet, but it's linked to the belief slash awareness of, oh, pardon me, the permission slash awareness of, I don't have to anymore. I think it's saying, like, I don't have to do it in those old ways of being under pressure and feeling like I'm ceaselessly never going to end that pressure. Like, there literally gets to be an end point now. Things actually get to change. There actually gets to be a transition. Okay, we're linking that through to the immune system, consciousness of acceptance of your own power, your own stamina, your own strength, your own capacity. And that in turn is linking into the pilot light of the body, the Ming Men, which gives us our vitality, our energy, our get up and go. And we're going to tap this out here, invitation to breathe and to receive. And I invite you to touch back in on that resource that you located earlier on. That resource that felt good for you to be with. And as you bring it in this time, I'm going to invite you to see if you can feel into it and savor it and perceive it and receive it in a way that might be any different than when you began with. And if it's somehow not quite doing it for you and it doesn't hold the same mojo, then I'm going to invite you to locate something different and allow yourself to rest into that energy. And then I've got a short song. I know we're a little over time right now. It's by Kahomi, And it's from Deep Meditation 1. The song is called Origins. It's a minute and a half. I invite you to rest in this space and to drink in that resource, in particular to any areas of your body that may need a little extra support in integrating today's material. And feel free to also take your hands there with that. So breathing here and receiving. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here with you today in these ways. And thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. What a blessing it is to be in your presence as you are in this way right now. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Mwah. Blessings on the rest of your day, your week ahead, and you're most welcome for the session, y'all. Wow, right back to you. Wow, right back to you. Thank you all. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day and week ahead. I'm going to sign off for now. If anyone needs any additional support, please hang out and we'll tend to anything that needs to be tended to. I'm going to stop the recording here. Bye for now, y'all.